No better example of understanding cooperation between man and nature can be found anywhere than this imagination-stirring project that, in grandeur of conception and in skill and speed of execution, ranks as one of the greatest engineering undertakings in the history of the world. And what more characteristic and appropriate name could be chosen for this monumental enterprise than the one with which it has been christened? As the eye encompasses the majesty of this work and comprehends the bold and rugged setting chosen for the taming of the waters of the turbulent Colorado, the mind appreciates that this setting and this accomplishment of what at first must have been regarded as a conception of a fevered imagination would not worthily and fittingly be named by any less bold and striking designation than that of Boulder Dam. I venture to hope that this dam, with its great storage of health and wealth and happiness for thousands of people, will stand as a definite opening of a new era with respect to the natural resources of America, an era of conservation, which means the prudent use of all our natural resources for the greatest good of the greatest number of our people. An era that will recognize the principle that the riches of forest and mine and water were not bestowed by God to be ruthlessly exploited in order to enhance the wealth of a small group of rugged individualists, but were beneficently given to us as endowment to be carefully used for the benefit of all the people. On no other theory would the federal government be justified in so generously opening the doors of its treasure house for the building of this and other similar projects that will turn large sections of this breathtaking western country into rich homesteads, where a happy and contented people will find it possible to live those comfortable and worthwhile lives that we covet for every man, woman, and child in these United States.